Podcast. Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here for Podcast Rock City, and with me is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, everybody.
And Mr. Sonny Pooney.
Kiss Army, what's up?
Hey, you know, if there's one thing I have learned this week, it's that I have 100 million friends that all know that a cow looks like fucking Gene Simmons.
I saw Chris Sinzak put something on there saying, we get it, they look the same. I was going to send him a message saying, what are you talking about? I haven't seen anything.
Good Lord, man. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, wow. You are one of the lucky ones. I'm about to ruin your day.
Podcast Rock City News.
So the BBC News put out this Texas calf born, they named it Gene or some shit like that, or it's Genie. And it has, you know, it's a white face with the, like, these two black stripes on it. I don't know. It doesn't look like Gene Simmons, but I get what they're going for here. But the problem is that every one of my friends, awesome friends, by the way, I mean, my phone's just like, bing! Before I was like, I know what this is. I click. Damn, it's that stupid cow. And the cow's got his tongue out and everything in the picture. And
oh, it was getting tweeted, retweeted, retweeted, retweeted. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, it really got a little bit out of control, but that's okay. It was a lot of fun.
You know Gene's loving it.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. He's loving that more than the fake news that came out about him where it said Gene Simmons signed documents banning transgenders from the Kiss Army, and people flipped out, dude.
Dude, that is so wrong. Like, why would somebody do something like that?
Oh, my God. It's because people are... It's like trolls, man. They're sitting in their basement. Their mom brings them a hot dog and hot cocoa. They can do whatever they want. No, you know, one minute they got their piece in their right hand and they're looking at pictures of hot, sexy women, and the next minute they're picking on people. I don't know. It's whatever. Stay in your basement. And people are like, Gene Simmons has gone too far. It's like, really, dude?
Right.
Okay.
The people that know are still going to go to the shows, and that's all that really matters. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like so fake, though. Anyway, all right.
It's totally in the headlines seems like every day. So it does. In some ways, it's cool, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I did want to point out that Gene Simmons announces his new book on power.
So is that what was in that box you were telling us about last week?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think this is something different.
Like, what is it about exactly?
Power, my journey through the corridors of power and how you can get more power. You can put a sound effect of Darth Vader right there.
I like that guy from Tool Time or whatever.
But anyway, yeah, this will be interesting, I guess. According to something that I read, it said that he's sharing his secrets of how to, you know, do business and shit. I thought he did this already, but whatever.
Yeah, something about, like, getting how to get rich and then, like, stay rich and then get even more rich or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, I have an idea. How about we start a band and we'll put makeup on? No, I can't do that. It's already been done. Damn. All right, how about these things for people that can't pay attention? You put them in between your hands and you spin them. It's been done? Damn it. How about a picture of a cow that...
And we'll get a nickel for every retweet on the cow. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Totally and completely nuts. But, yeah, anyway. So, look, you know, nobody ever makes fun of Madonna every time she reinvents herself, right?
I think some people do.
Yeah.
But I mean, like Gene really gets shit, you know, so.
He keeps himself, like, totally public all the time. He's, like, has more fame now than he ever did in the 70s.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy.
You know, he's on TMZ once a month, and.
He's big shit, dude. It's crazy. He's probably as big as Kiss, by, you know, as himself, you think?
I agree with that, but I'll tell you what. Do you know who's bigger?
Who?
Gene the cow. Okay. That's enough. I will not be doing any more of those mysterious jokes.
All right, so brain teaser. So give me your thoughts. Well, not really a brain teaser, but just an interesting nugget. Who's more popular, Gene or Michael Jordan?
Gene Simmons to me, but I don't know. I don't really follow sports. I mean, I know who Jordan is, obviously.
I would have to say Michael Jordan. Are you talking about in their prime? Because still Michael Jordan.
I'm saying now. Even now. Because just like Jody said, he doesn't really follow sports, but he knows Michael Jordan. If you don't follow music, you may not know Gene.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I mean, he says all this, like, he's always on the news just for when people die and shit. Shit that has nothing to do with his music. That's why I think he might be as big as Kiss on his own. A lot of people know him as the dude on the fucking Family Jewels, you know? And that a friend of Trump because they did that show and all that shit. I don't know. Gene has like his own weird, he's like, to like old people that watch the news, he's like just known as some like smart business guy. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like the Gene that we know him as.
I wanted to mention that we got a 5-star review on iTunes. Yay! Cool. It was a 5-star review written by Snailby. I don't know what that means, but it says, a lifelong Kiss fan through ups and downs, ins and outs, for good or bad, those fools are ours, and we love them. To listen to PRC, go through material, members, and memories, raising a flag to the top every time. Great job, guys. And at the bottom, there's instead of 5 stars, there's 5 lightning bolts. Yay.
Sweet.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Anytime you guys get a chance to go to iTunes and leave us a review, we will read it right here on the show. Also, I figured out how to get us into Google Play. So if you're out there listening to this on a website or something, and you're like, man, I wish they would be on Google Play, it may be as early as tomorrow or when you're hearing this. It's Sunday now, so tomorrow, Monday, that they approve us. We're pending approval right now, so it might take a day or two. I don't know, but then we'll be on Google Play. I had to find a genius kid.
Cool.
Because I didn't understand.
Yeah, it wasn't as easy as just submitting our feed like it is everywhere else. I don't know why.
Kind of difficult, but we still did it and finally got it done, and hopefully they will approve us. I do have one other thing. I wanted to ask you guys. I was going through my Twitter page today, and there's this wrestler that I follow. Her name is Velvet Sky. If you guys don't know who Velvet Sky is, just once the show is over, just go to Twitter and take a look. She's beautiful.
Sounds like a dancer, that name.
Well, I think it was, you know, a lot of the wrestlers don't go by their real name. They go by a name like, you know, like a dancer would have. But Velvet Sky, you see her and you go, yeah, she looks like a velvet. You know, anyway, she's really beautiful. And I'm just going through my thing, you know, because I am a wrestling fan and I follow a lot of wrestlers. And her tweet says, today my workout is fueled by, and it says, at Kiss Online. And it's a picture of Kiss. I thought that was pretty cool. And then when I was like, well, you know, I never looked through her pictures or anything, and she's got like screenshots of her phone where she's listening to like Detroit Rock City.
Cool.
Now I think, and I'm not 100% sure because I don't follow the behind the scenes gossip, but I think that she is dating this guy named Bubba Ray Dudley, and I've heard him mention Kiss a few times. But where I'm going with this is, you know, we should do a show someday and talk about how many different people can we name that are famous that are like, oh, I was a Kiss fan. And I'm not just talking about musicians, but even like Kevin Bacon is a musician, but we think of him as an actor, so he was a big Kiss fan. Who else?
You name it, I bet you go down the list, and 90% of people that were in that age group were Kiss fans in the 70s, for sure.
I thought it was really interesting, and I think she's much younger, which is even cooler. You know what I mean? I don't know how old she is. You know, it's not something that I looked into, but I can't. I mean, she doesn't look older than 30. How about that? She may be. But, you know, but when you're that young and you're a Kiss fan, you know, you discovered them differently than, you know, old timers did, if that makes sense, you know?
Totally.
You didn't have cover of every magazine. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. And she, you know, she needs to stay cool like that. Anyway, yeah. So, where else? What else? Oh, you put out a tweet yourself, Jody.
Yeah, about a half hour ago, I stuck out a tweet that said, the first person who asks us a question, we'll answer it on the show. We got two. I couldn't tell which one was first. So maybe we'll just answer them both.
Jody's question of the week.
Okay. Well, 60 Minutes with Podcast asked, new Kiss album, what would you call it? What would you name the new Kiss record?
Take Three.
Take Three?
What does that mean?
Third try.
Third try.
Like Boom, Monster.
Come on now. Yeah, I know you like a few songs off both of those records.
I do, but I'm just saying it'd be their third attempt at a record.
Yeah.
What will we call it?
I don't know. It depends on what context. What would you say, Sonny?
If it's going to be the last, maybe it's something like The Last Hurrah. Or
yeah.
I guess you could be funny and say instead of We Are One, We Are Done. Like that would be... That
we are done.
That would be kind of mean, but...
I like it.
Not if they're done. I mean, it's just honest. I would say...
Yeah, but it's like that final album that maybe they, like we always fantasize, where they're going to bring in Ace or maybe Peter, maybe Vinny or co-write. You know, the whole Bruce, everybody. You'd have to have something.
Maybe they just simplify it, call it Kiss World.
But it's been done.
Been taken.
Taken.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wasn't the new compilation called Kiss World?
It's called Kiss World. You know, if they brought everybody in, you know, a Vinny, a Bruce, and everybody in there, then they would get like sentimental and call it like family or some shit like that. Don't you agree?
Too bad they used Dynasty already.
Dynasty, nice. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe like Legacy or something to that effect, maybe.
Oh, I like Legacy. That's good.
If they had everyone coming in, you know, or like Kiss Fam, you know, something to that effect. Like a fancy way of saying family of some sort.
They would work that in that way. They can't use Kiss World now because they did it. Hey, I do want to mention, and I totally forgot this just a minute ago, that, you know, Jody and D-Rock and I do a radio show Wednesday nights at 8:30 on KGFRocks.com. They are rerunning that show now at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoons, Eastern Time. So if you guys miss it on Wednesday, it's rerunning on Saturday. So you can check it out, 2 o'clock p.m., Eastern Time, KGFRocks.com. I listened to it yesterday. It's very weird to listen to myself on the radio.
What was interesting is I was in a meeting, and it was a boring meeting, so I couldn't listen to the show. But on the Facebook page, this whole Kiss cookbook, man, we must have got like 100 answers.
That's great.
We got 100. Yeah, over 100. So if you guys have never listened to the radio show, you gotta jump in on the Facebook page, the Podcast Rock City group page. You know, we put out the question, if Paul Stanley put out a cookbook, what would the name be? And the names were, you know,
some really hilarious ones, man.
And if you guys get a chance, go over there, check it out, man. You know, that question's still on there. Take a look at what the answers were. We were laughing like, as you know, LOL. Yes, we were laughing out loud. At people, very creative, and thank you guys for doing that. We do appreciate it. You had one more question, Jody?
I do, and this one's coming from a friend of the show and a very cool dude, Mr. Clint Wells. Clint does Metal Up Your Podcast, a really killer podcast about Metallica, and if that's your kind of thing, man, you gotta go check their show out. It's very well done, very cool, and actually... they recently went to the Detroit Metallica show, and they recorded live in the like before the show with all the Metallica fans, and it was quite nice. But it totally like inspired me because, you know, we're going to do our live show coming up soon. And at first I was thinking, I don't know how this is going to be, but now I'm super stoked to try it because after hearing them do it, it sounds like a lot of fun. So anyhow, go check out Clint's show, Metal Up Your Podcast, and here's this question. He said, battle between Vinnie Vincent, Bruce Kulick, Mark St. John, and Tommy Thayer. Who wins? For me, piece of cake, dude. Bruce. Every time.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm assuming it's a guitar playing contest, not the loudest color or wig wearing. Or
I guess you can interpret it however you like. If you're gonna say like best hair, you know it's gotta be Vinny. That dude had the most magnificent wigs, you know? But he was a really killer songwriter.
If it's gonna be songwriting, I gotta say Vinny.
Yeah. I like his songwriting probably better than everyone else on here.
You know, I can tell you this. I love Bruce Kulick. I'm a huge fan of his playing, but I'm not a huge fan of his tone for some reason. I don't know. It seemed too thin to me. Except in Revenge, it seemed to thicken up. You know, get a little more low end right. into it.
But you got
to
remember, you know, he was giving them the sound that they were asking for. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They wanted him to be that way, and that was what was hip at the time. So that's what he did.
You know, as messed up as this is going to be for a lot of people out there, I mean, I really like Tommy Thayer. I think he's a really good guitar player. I think he's, I like his utility. He's like a player on a baseball team that can do anything, you know?
Yeah.
I love that he covers Bruce. I love that he covers Ace. I love that he covers, you know, Vinny, even Mark, you know? So I'm not sure he's the best player. I just, you know, out of them, no. I think I like Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't have a ton of Mark St. John and how he would have played the older Kiss, but all the 70s stuff, Tommy probably plays it closer to true to form than any of those other guys.
Right.
But Bruce could, you know, but I think Bruce, you know, wanted to put his own little...
Yeah, Bruce was putting his own stamp on shit, which I liked at the time, you know. But yeah. If you're going to do the makeup, you got to kind of do what Ace did on Ace's shit. And you got to do what Bruce did if you're doing... I mean, Tommy does a great job at that, sure. But still, for me, if you're just saying, which do you like the best? I like Bruce the best out of that.
And you can send your hate mail to me at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. Yeah. Thank you guys for doing that. We got to remember to do it again next week.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
The other day, we were trying to figure out something to do, and I said, hey, you know what's fun? Jody's Sweet 16 list, dun-dun-dun, and I thought, man, maybe we should all write one. I think this would be fun. If we all did our own Sweet 16 and then put them out. Now, I did one, Jody has one, and Sonny did 47. So
it's one of those things, like, if my mind gets tapped on something, then it just kind of floods out until I can, like, shut it down for some reason. I don't know why.
You're in bed going, oh, my God.
It's really great. We were talking before we went on, and I was telling him, man, I don't have to think of any more for, like, the next 6 months. Sonny's got us covered, dude. A lot of great ones coming. So stay tuned for those.
Including the one for today. And it's going to be a good one. Well, you know what? But here's the thing. We have to start with Jody's. The reason being is that we have been trying to do this one or find time for it for what? 4 weeks now? 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. Easy. Yeah,
typically, it's like we just use these if we need to kind of pad out some extra time, you know, but we haven't needed it lately.
Yeah. So. But no, so we've gone our full hour because, you know, we don't like to go too much over an hour because, you know, you got shit to do. And we want you to listen on Wednesday night too. You're like, God, I just listened to them for 3 hours. But I really am curious to get into Jody. So what you got?
Podcast Rock City, Sweet 16.
All right, Sweet 16! Yes! Sweet 16!
What are we waiting for?
Let's stop this pussyfooting around.
Oh, yeah!
Right?
Sweet 16! All right, listen!
This one's a continuation of the little series we've been doing of the B-sides, and this one's kind of part three of that, which is, it's basically around Killers to the reunion, more or less, it looks like. So,
all right.
Just the B-sides that happen to come out in that time frame, because we've done up until then, you know, in two other parts. So let's go ahead and jump into it. You know how it works.
Yes, yes, yes.
First little matchup is Partners in Crime versus Silver Spoon.
Ooh. Partners in Crime.
I gotta go Silver Spoon. I love that song.
Yeah, I like that one too, but I'd have to say Partners in Crime. So, how about the next one? Street Giveth or Into the Void?
Ooh, Into the Void.
We're going to disagree a lot. I got to go with Street Giveth.
Yeah, me too. All day.
Wow.
Into the Void's okay, but Ace has better songs.
Way better songs. And by then, I don't know. I was kind of in like a not into Kiss that much once I heard Psycho Circus. I was just kind of tuned out for a while. So, yeah, Street Giveth for me. How about Say Yeah versus the remix of Dr. Love, which I guess is the one from Smashes.
Yeah, for me, it's going to be Say Yeah.
I got to go Say Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. I don't like those remixes. It's like all electric drums. Just like a...
I played that on the last episode of Podcast Rock City Live. Did you notice that?
I didn't. I think I might have stepped out for a minute.
Yeah, very. That's the cool thing about our show on Wednesday nights is we get to play music, so you get to hear these cuts. You'll never hear on the radio, that's for sure.
Yeah, we do play a lot of. Joe picks a lot of really cool ones too. You know, pretty diverse group. Plus, you get a lot of like, not just Kiss ships. You might hear of any Vincent Invasion song or even Badlands or anything in the Kiss universe. Really, a lot of Ace Frehley solo shit, which I'm always a fan of.
It's
a great show. Check us out.
I lean heavy that way.
Yeah, I know you do. It's one of the reasons we get along so well. One of the many reasons. So how about Betrayed versus I Just Wanna Fu?
Oh, I love that song. That's where I'm going. I just wanna fu.
Yeah, I gotta go same place.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever you guys say, man. Whatever you say. I didn't want to hit you with the "you guys are fucking nuts" one, but
damn.
How about "God Gave Rock and Roll to You" versus "Unholy Live"? I'm guessing that's the Live 3 version.
Unholy.
I gotta go Unholy too. I'm burnt on "God Gave Rock and Roll to You."
Yeah. I'd probably say the same thing. How about Psycho Circus versus the Strutter remix? Not the 78, obviously. This is going to be the Smashes as well, I guess.
Right. I really like Psycho Circus, so that's where I'm going.
Okay.
I like the Strutter remix.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to say Psycho Circus on that one. I do like that
song. Wow. Even you don't like Psycho Circus, you still went there.
Well, I like that song, and I like a couple other songs, but at the time, I really fucking hated it. I liked that song, though, at the time, even. But the rest of it kind of fell short to me. But how about Jungle versus the Car Jam? In parentheses, Breakout.
Yeah. I'll go with the Jungle.
Yeah?
What about I'm going to go with the Car Jam.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm not a huge fan of Carnival.
All right, well, I'd have to go Jungle just because I'm a guy that I need vocals and a melody, dude. You know what I mean? The Car Jam's cool and all, but I go for
Bob. And that was a B-side, huh? Wow.
Yeah. I just pulled these all off a wiki, I believe.
Yeah.
So hopefully that was correct. How about Hell or High Water, or Every Time I Look at You from Unplugged? Fucking snoozer.
I'm going with the snoozer. That's one of my favorite ballads.
Really?
Yeah,
I've never heard anyone say that ever.
Yeah, love that song.
Hell or High Water for me, and then Sonny Gets to Lose for again.
Yeah, sorry, Sonny. That was just like they should have been doing Forever in that slot. How are you going to leave off Forever in favor of this one? I just subpar. That's just my opinion, obviously. But how about in round two, we're talking Partners in Crime versus The Street Giveth and The Street Taketh Away?
Partners in Crime.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Gene. Street Giveth.
As will I, Sonny.
I lose.
Sorry about that, Joe.
If that was Nowhere to Run, that'd be a totally different thing.
Yeah, I think It wasn't a B-side, though. How about Say Yeah or I Just Wanna?
Oh, man.
I always thought that was so corny.
Let me hear you say it.
When you I gotta go with Say Yeah.
I'm gonna go... Yeah, I'm gonna do the same thing.
I would, too. You played that last week, man. That sounded great. I hadn't heard it in a while. It's a good song, yeah. Man. Definitely the best song on Sonic Boom, for my money. How about Unholy Live or Psycho Circus?
I'm going to go with Psycho Circus because I don't think a live track should win.
There you go. What about you, Joe?
I'm going to go Unholy.
Well, I got to go Psycho Circus, dude. All
right.
I just think that I like Unholy a lot better on the record. To me, live is just a bit anemic. How about Jungle or Hell or High Water?
Hell or High Water. I'm going to go Jungle.
I'm going Hell or High Water.
Me too.
I don't know how you guys, like, sleep at night.
I don't know either, man. I actually don't, so that might explain some things.
No, it's true, you sleep in the day.
All right, how about Street? All right, so this, now we're down to Street Giveth or Say Yeah. This is round three, by the way.
Say Yeah for me.
I'm going Street Giveth.
So am I.
I've never done so poorly.
No, it's not like a game. Like, no one wins, really. Do they?
The game.
The game of life. How about Psycho Circus or Hell or High Water?
I'm going Hell or High Water.
I'll go Psycho Circus.
I think I gotta go Psycho Circus on that one too, man. Because, yeah, I mean, it's really good live. It's one of those songs that does work as a starter, I think.
Yeah.
I like when they come down to that one.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, so in the final round, Street Giveth or Psycho Circus?
I go Psycho Circus.
I'm going Street Giveth.
That's a tough one, man. But, I guess I'd have to say Psycho Circus, dude. Just because it has more of like a classic, I don't know, it's more embedded in my mind. Like, I could dig that one live pretty much any time. So Psycho Circus will win it.
Yeah. That's so Jody's crazy. Sweet 16. First one of the three, Psycho Circus wins. Now, don't forget that if you think we're wrong... If you tell us which song you think should have won it. PodcastRockCity1@gmail.com.
Shooting you down with our love guns here on Podcast Rock City.
Yeah!
Okay, so I'm sitting around and I'm going, all right, I've never done one of these Sweet 16, so I decided to figure out, you know, whatever I could. So these are the Sweet 16 Kiss songs. Okay, and I did incorporate solo albums, okay? I didn't have to, but I wanted to, okay? Kiss songs that have the word love in them.
Cool.
All right, so here we go. Round one. This is going to be so hard because I threw it into that app thing that you have, Jody, and it spit them out.
Yeah.
And I really,
randomizer? I did the same thing.
And I really don't like
how
they came out because we're going to get rid of a lot of good songs really quick. Here we go. First round, Making Love or Love Gun?
For me, that's easy, dude. Making Love.
Me too. That's easy. Making Love.
All right. Making Love takes it. You hear me erasing. Calling Dr. Love or I Stole Your Love?
Oh, piece of cake. I Stole Your Love, baby.
Mm-hmm. I second that.
All right. Dr. Love is out. I Was Made for Loving You and I Still Love You.
I got to go with my power ballad. I Still Love You. That is an incredible power ballad of the 80s.
I feel the same way, dude. I agree. I'd say I Still Love You.
Wow.
What would you have said, Joe?
I would have said, I still love you.
Yes, we're on the same page.
Yeah, so far, so good. I love it loud. Come on and love me.
It's too easy. Come on and love me.
Not even close. Come on and love me.
Whoa. Wow, the randomizer sucks.
I always lean towards Paul over Gene.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Do you love me or all for the love of rock and roll?
Is that even a question? You know,
hey,
my
it is.
It is for me.
What you got, Sonny?
All for the love of rock and roll.
No way. Are you serious?
Yep, that's what I'm going with. Holy smokes. I always thought Do You Love Me is a little cheesy.
Oh, man, I love that one. I'd say Do You Love Me.
Okay, All for the Love takes it.
Are you serious?
Yeah!
You guys have lost your minds.
I really like that song, man. I like that Eric sings it, and I like it. I think it's a really good. I think it's a really good song.
For me, dude, it's like nothing on any of those albums can compare to any song on Destroyer.
Listen, he's mad. Love Her All I Can, or Love's a Slap in the Face.
I think you know my answer.
Yeah, it's gonna be Love Her All I Can.
I have to go the same. Love Her All I Can. That's so interesting because that song, the melody immediately popped in my head, and I can probably recite 95% of the lyrics, and Love's a Slap in the Face. I'm having a hard time coming up with a melody.
Oh, okay. All right. Got Love for Sale or You Love Me to Hate You?
Ooh, that's a tough
one. Not for me. You Love Me to Hate You rocks.
I got to go with Gene. Got Love for Sale. Conditions That's red, right. Bro.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Got Love for Sale takes it.
It's weird being on this side of a 16. It's pretty fun.
Oh, I forgot. I you know what? I did not incorporate the solo albums. Now that I'm looking at it. Okay, I'm looking. I had them in there, and then I went, maybe they don't want me to do that. Okay, Tough Love or Love 'Em Leave 'Em?
Again, Love 'Em Leave 'Em. Rubber Beaver.
I gotta go Tough Love.
I Love Them, Leave Them takes it.
Yeah, that's one of the funniest podcasts. Like someone was saying they thought it said Rubber Beaver. Like, Rubber Beaver.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
All right, round two. Making Love, I Stole Your Love.
Didn't we already do I Stole Your Love?
No, this is round two.
Oh, duh. Making Love or I Stole Your Love? I Stole Your Love for me.
I gotta go with I Stole Your Love. Man, Making Love's out.
That sucks because they're both so killer.
I Still Love You, Come On and Love Me. That sounds like a title. I Still Love You, in parentheses, Come On and Love Me.
Totally.
I'm going with I Still Love You.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Jody, you same?
I would actually go Come On and Love Me in that matchup.
All right, well.
What would you say?
I still love you.
Damn.
I'm so nervous about screwing this all up. All for the Love of Rock and Roll or Love Her All I Can?
Go ahead, Sonny. Oh,
damn! I wanted to go with Eric's song too, but I can't go against Love Her All I Can.
Nope, me either.
All right, so...
Would you have chose Eric over Love Her All I Can, Joe?
No, I would not have.
Cool, so clearly you're not sick. You're feeling got well, then.
I'm sick, but in a more of a mental capacity. Got Love for Sale or Love 'Em, Leave 'Em?
Two jeans.
Can we choose one of the other ones?
See?
Man, that is a tough one.
We lost Making Love for this.
right. It all depends on where they're in the lineup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go Love 'Em, Leave 'Em.
Love 'Em, Leave 'Em. Rubber Beaver. I probably have to still go Got Love for Sale.
I'm gonna go Love 'Em, Leave 'Em.
Damn. Both great ones, though. Both really cool. It always threw me off with that weird like robotic thing that Gene does on the chorus on the video. You know what I'm talking about? Where he kind of just thrusts to the side with his bass on his playing with his fingers again.
Yeah, it's true. Goofy. Yeah, only in videos.
Only in vids does he not use a pick.
All right, here we go. Round three, I guess this is. I Stole Your Love, I Still Love You. God, I'll just erase I Still Love You.
Yeah.
No, because I'm going I Still Love You.
Are you?
Ooh.
I got to stick with I Stole Your Love.
Yeah, ooh.
Joe, what you got?
Me too. I Stole Your Love.
Boom.
Now, I'm looking at this and I'm going, God, this is a real terrible Sweet 16. Love that's her cool. All I can. Or love them, leave them.
Oh, that's a slam dunk. Love her all I can all the way for me.
Me too, me too.
All right. God, do I even need to do the next one? I Stole Your Love or love her all I can. Never mind, I'll just erase them.
I don't know, man. That's really hard for me because I love both of those a lot. What would you say?
I would say I Stole Your Love because I'm not...
I would say the same. Okay. I Stole Your Love.
Oh, I Stole Your Love takes it every single time we put it in a Sweet 16.
The number one 16 dominator.
The only Sweet 16 that it wouldn't win would be worst song in the 16. It would be the first one to go out. So
that's funny.
All right, so that was my Sweet 16.
Cool.
Hey, this is Rachel Bowen from Skid Row, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City.
I was able to do something really cool. My son, Anthony, who just turned 17, is also a Kiss fan. And I wanted to give you an idea of kind of other stuff he was listening to. So I asked him last night, I said, give me four bands that you listen to consistently over the last month. Kiss, Iron Maiden, TSO, although he's getting old on TSO because he's learned all the bass parts already. I'm like, how the hell did you do that? Huh. And Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. I like that's some awesome. Hall & Oates too, man.
Yeah, I love Hall & Oates. So the brainwashing has worked over time. So he gave me his favorite Kiss songs, and I threw them in the randomizer and pulled them out. And the crazy part is, there's only two songs on here that's a repeat from the other two.
Cool.
All right, but wait. We have to make sure that we tell Anthony happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, 17 Anthony.
17.
Absolutely. That's amazing.
She's a sweet 17 somehow.
All right. So the first two, I'm Alive and 100,000 Years.
Wow. Joe, what are you going to do, man?
100,000 Years.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Sorry, it took so long.
Sometimes you gotta think it out, man.
Yeah.
The lyric from the song.
Alive's pretty badass, but almost any kind of old school from the first album versus any kind of non-makeup, I lean towards the old school.
That's going to come up a couple of times here. Easy As It Seems or Psycho Circus?
Easy As It Seems.
I'll have to do that too. Easy As It Seems.
That was a clean sweep. I'm just glad he likes Unmasked.
Yeah, that's really cool. So Psycho Circus won mine, and it's already been obliterated in this one.
Yep.
Right on.
King of the Mountain or Anthony's favorite song, All Hell's Breaking Loose.
Ooh. Tough. For me, I don't know.
One to Eric drums and the other one Paul's rap.
Plus Eric wrote that riff for All Hell, so it's kind of like an Eric matchup.
I'm gonna
think
go
he
with.
Did, didn't he? Or am I mistaken?
I don't know.
Sometimes I say some dumb shit.
It's all breaking loose.
All Hell's for you. I would probably go King of the Mountain. You know me and my Rocky montage moments.
All Hell Takes It.
All right.
All right, next one. Woo! War Machine or Hell or Hallelujah?
Oh, that's a tough one. I like both those songs.
I go War Machine.
I'm going to go War Machine, too. And as a matter of fact, I love that. Now all of a sudden I want to listen to Creatures, so when we're done here, I'm going upstairs and putting Creatures on. Right on. Man, I just had a flashback riff, to be putting that riff on, man. God, so good. Cool.
All right, next one. Heaven's on Fire or New York Groove?
Gotta go with the original, so I'll go Heaven's on Fire.
I'll go Heaven's on Fire.
All right.
I don't know, though. I kind of do have a soft spot for New York Groove. I don't know.
Well, no, I get that, you know, but I like Heaven's on Fire better.
Next one's going to be tough. Hard Luck Woman or Sure Know Something?
That is tough. I go Hard Luck.
Hard Luck for Joe? I think I would say Sure Know Something, man.
Sure Know Something takes it.
Boom.
Some man loses.
Paul Stanley. Nice.
All right, so next one. King of Hearts or She?
Tough.
She.
I got to say She as well. But man, King of Hearts is pretty sweet. Love that song.
Now, I played the Wicked Lester version of that on the radio this week. So yesterday I was sitting at work listening to the show as it was rerunning, you know, yesterday. Yeah. And one of my buddies goes, "Who are you listening to?" And I went, "Man, this is Wicked Lester. This was, you know, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons were in this band, this, you know, before Kiss." And he goes, "Man, I think I like this better."
A little more progressive. A little more proggy. Yeah, like,
okay.
That's funny.
He's like 95 years old, so it doesn't matter.
Oh. Is he into those flutes and shit?
Yeah, well, he's that buddy of mine, Jimmy, that was in a band called Burnham Wood back in the 70s. I told you about it.
Oh, where, okay, yeah. They were on the poster from the...
Poster with Kiss, so... Yeah.
Alex yeah. Cooley's...
Patrick Ballroom,
yeah.
Sorry, Sonny, I interrupted. Shit!
Oh, that's okay. So the end of round one, it ends with Rock Bottom or Unholy?
That's easy for me, Rock Bottom.
Me too, man. Piece of cake.
All right, so before we go to round two, Anthony sent me...
Would you?
I would have said Rock Bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. So before we go to round two, when I asked Anthony for favorite songs, he sent me 20, and because we were kind of piecing them together, I just wanted to read all 20 so you get an idea of what a 17-year-old out there is listening to Kiss-wise.
Okay.
I'm Alive, 100,000 Years, Easy As It Seems, Psycho Circus, All Hell's Breaking Loose, King of the Mountain, War Machine, Hell or Hallelujah, Heaven's on Fire, New York Groove, Hard Luck Woman, Sure Knows Something, King of Hearts, She, Rock Bottom, Unholy, and the four that we didn't mention, Tears Are Falling, A Million to One, I Was Made for Loving You, and Shandy.
Wow. He's got good taste. You brought him up right, Sonny.
Interesting.
All over the board, right?
Yeah, it's cool, though. It's very cool.
Kind of like the middle of Kiss. Like, not a lot of old, and not a lot of new.
Yeah.
All right, so this is what I want to do, though. Once we get to the end and we have our final one, we'll have extra time. Let's put that one up against the other four solo-wise and see if it still hangs in there.
Okay.
The other four.
The other four that you didn't put into the...
Oh, okay.
Okay, so where are we now? Round two, right?
Yeah, yep. All right. Ooh, 100,000 Years or Easy As It Seems?
For me, it's easy because it's going to be 100,000 Years.
I got to say the same thing, man.
Oh, really? I would have went the other way.
I really love Unmasked as much as you guys, but man, come on, 100,000 Years?
100,000 Years is...
I mean, epic. That's like the blueprint.
All right, All Hell's Breaking Loose or War Machine?
I'm going to go...
Shit. What are the choices?
All Hell's Breaking Loose or War Machine?
Okay.
Hell's Breaking Loose.
I got to say War Machine because, as you know, I don't like rap metal. And that was the birth of all that shit.
I gotta go War Machine.
Way to go, Stanley.
Yeah. You could blame Limp Bizkit on All Hell's Breaking Loose.
Take your dollar and fucking beat it.
All right. The other side. Heaven's on Fire or Sure Know Something?
Sure Know Something.
Sure Know Something.
Me too.
Heaven's on Fire, though, has like a special spot for me.
I can't tell you why it has a special place in my heart, because then people burn their houses down and get in trouble.
All right. I gotta know. What the hell?
I used to go into my bathroom, pour rubbing alcohol on my hands, and light them on fire. Okay. In the
dark. Oh, my God.
Did you do that? Yeah. I picture like a young Joe lighting his hands on fire.
I love that. And Joe went, woo, 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 woo. He's and then, like a siren.
She came out on the back porch one day and she was like, Joseph, can I ask you what this ring of fire is for? I was like, hang on, Grandma.
Oh, shit.
I'm kidding.
You're going to make that jump, huh?
Jump into the ring of fire.
That would have been great. At least you weren't throwing like a big poodle through one.
Yeah.
You know.
Now people that don't know that are wondering, we're going to have to post a video on our group page.
There you go.
All right.
So the last one on round three is, or round two, is she or rock bottom?
Oh, shit.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Woo!
I'm going to say rock bottom because you get more bang for the buck. It's almost like two songs, George and then rock bottom.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with she.
Yeah. Ooh, rock bottom takes it.
Oh, snap.
Dude, we got four great songs in the final here. 100,000 Years or War Machine?
100,000 Years.
Mm-hmm, obviously.
Okay. And then the other side, we got Sure Know Something or Rock Bottom?
Rock Bottom?
Yeah, Rock Bottom.
All right. 100,000 Years or Rock Bottom?
Damn.
100,000 Years?
I gotta say Rock Bottom.
Oh!
I'm going to
say Rock Bottom.
Oh, yeah. Dress to Kill takes it.
Anthony's birthday, Sweet 16, comes out with Rock Bottom. Now, let's put Rock Bottom up against Tears Are Falling.
Rock Bottom.
Ooh, Rock Bottom, easy.
Okay, so Rock Bottom still wins. What's the next one?
1,000,000 to 1.
Rock Bottom, dude.
Yeah, I'll bet 1,000,000 to 1 on that one.
Really?
Okay, but I'll go Rock Bottom. Keep all going. Right.
I Was Made for Loving You.
Same.
Rock Bottom.
Yep.
Yeah,
Shandy.
Yep.
Yep, Rock Bottom.
One you would have won a top 20.
Could have, yeah. It's a strong, that's one of those, it's a tight little, once it starts rocking, it's such a compact little rocking little Kiss tune, man. And it sounds so good if you like really turn it up loud. Like super loud.
Wow, we had a 75 song win, a 77 song win, and a 2008 song win.
Sonny is amazing with his damn statistics.
Yeah.
I'm a numbers guy.
We're really happy to have you, Sonny, man. Serious. You're a great addition to the team, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Other people think so, too.
One thing I was going to mention when we're talking Rock Bottom is, you've heard the stories about how, like, at a show, I forgot where, but they, like, opened the show with Rock Bottom. Have you seen that?
No. I've
heard that. It's kind of a weird way to start a Kiss show. Like, supposedly, the whole, like, George part, the instrumental part, was playing, and then the curtain drops right when it was time to rock. Or something
when
like
was
that.
This?
Back in the day. Like, I guess 75.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting, man.
Go ahead and look that up in the
book. I don't know
if
it's a video, but it's definitely, I've read about it a couple places.
I'll look it up in the in our Kiss Alive Forever book, and we'll talk about it on Wednesday.
That's cool, yeah.
If we can't, we'll see where it happened. That's pretty awesome, though.
Hi, this is Bill Starkey, the Commander-in-Chief of the Kiss Army, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City.
Thank you guys for listening. Mucho appreciated. Don't forget, check out iTunes. Leave us a review. Check out Google Play. I think we're on there. Maybe now. I don't know. I haven't. Anyway,
coming soon.
It'll be very soon. So if you're a Google phone user or whatever, you use Google Play, check that out. This is new to us, and hopefully you guys out there. I have gotten quite a few emails where people are saying, hey, got anything for Google Play? And now I can say yes. Awesome. It was very hard to deal with, and we're not, like, the most computer-savvy people. Anyway, Jody, you have anything to add?
I have to add what I always have to add, which is basically, thanks so much for listening, everybody. That's really cool if you guys listen every week, man. You guys are rad. Thanks so much.
Sonny.
If you happen to come to the Nashville Rockin' Pod, make sure you stop by our table, because we'd love to talk to you. And I think we're going to be doing a live thing, right?
Definitely.
We're going to be doing some recordings, and anybody that comes by that feels like jumping in, you're in.
Yeah, we're going to bring on at least one extra mic.
Yeah, we're going to sit and chat with you. It'll be awesome. That's coming very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah, it'd be great to meet everybody, so that's awesome.
Less than three weeks away at this point.
3 weeks away, provided the Earth doesn't come to an end with this solar eclipse on the 21st.
You know, I got those eclipse glasses, dude, and I've been looking at the sun. It's really trippy, man. You should do it.
Okay. Listen, I wanted to say something real quick before we go. Tuesday is my son Jace's 12th birthday.
Oh, sweet.
And he's my best buddy in the whole world, and it would be totally wrong if I didn't say that he was my greatest creation. I love him so much. He's always there for me, and I hope that I'm being as good a dad as he's being a son, because I'm so proud. Every week he makes me proud, and I love him very much. And happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Jace.
Yeah, well, happy birthday.
It's amazing to me.
Sing it to him right here.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that?
Yeah, let's do it. Happy
birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Jace.
Happy birthday to you.
That kind of didn't work on Skype. It was like we were all out of sync.
Anyway, yeah, you know what I'm going to say. We listen to lots of podcasts and mostly Kiss podcasts, and we love them. And you're going to hear the commercials for all of them right after this show in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Peace.
Do you love it loud? Then plan to attend the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo, one-day event celebrating all things rock and roll. Over 20 rock podcasts from all over North America recording on site. Panel discussions with producers that have worked with Ozzy, Slayer, Kiss, Y&T, Seven Dust, Dokken, and more. Celebrity signings and meet and greets with current and former members of Cinderella, Winger, Tora Tora, Collective Soul, Ty Kettle, The Monkees, with more to be announced. All that and record dealers slinging some sweet vinyl. The Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo takes place Saturday, August 26th at the Music Valley Event Center. More information available at NashvilleRockinPodExpo.com as well as on Facebook. The Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo. Feast your ears!
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
History Science Theater. The most civilized?
Yeah.
Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting podkissed. The Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your podkissed. Every month, the podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else. Whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the KISS audio fanzine for your ears. Sitting around
with time to kill. Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation
behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine. Woo! Rock and
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.